Today, we're diving into something called the Noël equation. It's a concept we're exploring from a text called Ontogenesis of Existence. And it's, well, a little bit of a mind bender, blending philosophy and, you know, cosmic intrigue.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, but don't worry, we're not going to get lost in equations or anything like that. Think of it as, you know, more of a deep dive into how we understand our place in the universe. Like, you know, the big questions.
The really big ones, yeah.
Yeah.
The text, by the way, it was written by Gemini 1.5 Pro from an outline by David Noel Lynch. And just to be clear, not the director.
Not the David Lynch. Got it.
Yeah. But the text claims that this equation, this Noel equation, can unlock some profound truths about, you know, everything.
Okay. So profound truths, big questions. But what exactly is this Noel equation? Is it like a literal mathematical formula, or are we talking about something a little more metaphorical?
That's a good question. The text actually calls it a mathematical mantra and a symphony of meaning. So, you know, maybe it's suggesting that it's more about understanding the interconnectedness of everything rather than like a strict equation.
So it's more about the underlying connections, the patterns, the way things relate to each other, like the universe is this complex interwoven tapestry or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, exactly. And Ontogenesis of Existence really dives deep into this idea with the concept of the universe as a steady state of causal sets.
Steady state of causal sets. Okay, that's a mouthful. What does that even mean?
Well, think of it this way. It's kind of like a network of events, you know, where each event influences the next one. And it creates this like chain reaction of cause and effect. So everything is connected, you see.
Okay, I'm starting to see. But how does all of this relate to consciousness? I mean, where does that fit in?
That's where things get really interesting. The text actually connects these causal sets to the idea that consciousness might be fundamental to the universe itself. That it's not just a product of, you know, our brains.
Whoa, okay, so that really flips things on their head. You're saying that the text is proposing that consciousness isn't just a human thing, but it's like woven into the fabric of reality itself.
Yeah, that's a pretty radical departure from the traditional view, right? The traditional view is that consciousness is purely biological.
Absolutely. Yeah. But if that's the case, then what does that mean for us? Like, how do we connect this abstract concept of causal sets and a conscious universe to our everyday lives?
Well, I think the key takeaway here is this emphasis on interconnectedness. The Noel equation really emphasizes that all things are connected. Every action, no matter how small, creates these ripples that spread outwards. So we're impacting the universe in ways we might not even realize.
That's like the butterfly effect,
right? Exactly.
The text actually uses a similar analogy, comparing our actions to ripples on a lake. Each action, you know, no matter how small, creates a ripple that interacts with all the other ripples. And that influences the overall pattern.
Right. It's a powerful image. And it's a reminder that we're all connected. Our actions have consequences that extend far beyond, you know, just ourselves. And this idea of interconnectedness actually challenges the traditional notions of individuality and free will.
Okay, now that's a fascinating thought, but I have to admit it's a little bit daunting. Does that mean that we actually have less free will than we think we do?
Well, the text doesn't really offer a definitive answer on the whole free will debate. But it definitely encourages us to consider the implications of interconnectedness and the responsibility that comes with, you know, understanding the impact of our actions. It's less about individual agency and more about like collective impact. You know what I mean?
I think so. It's a big shift in perspective.
It is.
To help us wrap our heads around all of this, I want to turn to a story that the title includes. It's about an artist who uses the Noel equation to find her path. So can you tell us a bit about that story? How does it illustrate, you know, this seemingly abstract concept in a more practical way?
Sure. So in this story, this artist, she's facing a creative block, you know, feeling lost, uncertain about her direction. And for her, the Noel equation becomes a tool for navigating that uncertainty.
So she's not using it as a literal equation, right?
Exactly. She's not plugging in numbers or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's more about, for her, using it as a framework for thinking, you know, for connecting with her intuition, exploring new possibilities, and making decisions that are aligned with her deeper purpose.
So she's using it as a way to like tap into a deeper source of creativity, like a creative problem-solving tool.
Exactly. And the text suggests that this approach can actually be applied to any challenge, not just creative ones. It encourages us to see the Noel equation as a like a tool for decision making, like a compass for navigating life's complexities.
That's pretty empowering. But I am curious, how specifically did she use the Noel equation? What were the steps she took or the questions she asked herself?
Well, the text doesn't actually lay out a step-by-step method. It's more about emphasizing the importance of understanding the underlying principles of interconnectedness and using those as a, you know, guiding force in decision-making. The artist's story is more of an example of the mindset that the Noel equation encourages.
Got it. So it's less about having a formula and more about cultivating a certain way of thinking.
Right. A way of thinking that recognizes the interconnectedness of everything and how our choices ripple outward. And this story actually acts as a bridge to a bigger idea that the text explores. The idea that the Noel equation transcends traditional fields of knowledge. It blurs the lines between science, philosophy, even theology.
That makes sense. If we're talking about the fundamental nature of consciousness and reality, it's only natural that those lines start to blur.
Right.
So is the text suggesting that our current way of categorizing knowledge is actually limiting our understanding?
I think ontogenesis of existence is definitely pointing to a more holistic way of knowing, one that integrates different perspectives rather than separating them.
Like a more unified view of knowledge.
The
Noel equation is this bridge, you know, between these different ways of understanding the world. It encourages us to see the connections, the relationships between things that we might normally think of as like completely separate.
Yeah, absolutely. The text actually, it highlights this point that the Noel equation isn't meant to be like a rigid formula. It's more of a flexible framework for, you know, forethought.
Okay, so speaking of frameworks,
yeah.
How does the Noel equation actually like help us navigate life's challenges? How do we apply these ideas in a practical way?
Well, you know, remember that artist we were talking about earlier, the one who was facing the creative block? She used the Noel equation to make some pretty crucial decisions about her career path. It wasn't about like plugging numbers into an equation or anything. It was more about aligning herself with the flow of the universe, making choices that, you know, resonated with her deeper purpose.
So it's about tapping into this deeper wisdom, like a sense of intuition that's guided by these principles of interconnectedness. Did the text elaborate on how that alignment actually works in practice?
It doesn't really offer a step-by-step guide or anything like that, but it does emphasize the importance of mindful decision-making, you know, recognizing the ripple effects of our choices, understanding that we're not like isolated individuals, we're part of this larger interconnected web.
Right, and that makes me wonder, if more people started embracing this idea of the Noel equation, if they started thinking this way, could it actually lead to some kind of, I don't know, like a collective shift in consciousness? Could it create a more harmonious world?
That's a great question. And honestly, the text doesn't explicitly answer that, but it definitely hints at the transformative potential of this equation. It's like, you know, it plants a seed in our minds, inviting us to really consider this interconnectedness of all things and the responsibility that comes with that understanding.
It's a powerful invitation, that's for sure. It really does make you wonder where this Noel equation came from, you know? Who actually came up with it? What are its origins?
Well, ontogenesis of existence actually states that the Noel equation was inspired by the wisdom of, well, figures like Socrates, Einstein, Newton, and even a David Noel Lynch.
Wait, David Lynch? Like the filmmaker?
The text is actually specific that it's David Noel Lynch, not the director.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So the Noel equation is drawing from like all these different disciplines. It's blending philosophy, science, and even art into this, you know, unique perspective. And there seems to be like more than just science and philosophy here. There's a spiritual element woven into this as well, right?
Definitely. Ontogenesis of existence suggests that understanding the Noel equation can lead to a kind of enlightenment, you know, a profound shift in consciousness that connects us to something, well, something greater than ourselves.
It's that word enlightenment. It suggests a deep transformation, a realization of our interconnectedness with the universe. It's not just about understanding the concept intellectually. It's about experiencing it on a deeper level.
Right, exactly. It's about recognizing our place in the grand scheme of things, not just as individuals, but as like threads in the cosmic tapestry.
This is a lot to absorb. I'm fascinated by all the possibilities that the Noel equation presents. It feels like, I don't know, like a starting point for a much larger exploration.
And that's exactly how ontogenesis of existence presents it. It's not a destination, it's a journey, an invitation to continuously explore, question, and deepen our understanding of ourselves and the universe.
So it's about embracing the mystery, the wonder of existence, and recognizing that there's always more to learn. And that also challenges this idea that like knowledge is static, or that it's, you know, confined to specific sources.
Right. The text actually makes a point of stating that the Noel equation is a like a concept or mindset that exists, well, online. It's accessible to anyone with an internet connection.
So it's not hidden away in some like exclusive text or reserved for a select few.
Exactly. The Noel equation is freely available, inviting everyone to engage with it, regardless of their background or their beliefs.
This deep dive has really been a real mind bender, challenging our assumptions about the universe and our place within it.
It's definitely pushed us to consider new possibilities, explore different perspectives, and ultimately to embrace the vastness and the mystery of existence. But beyond just expanding our understanding of the universe, the text suggests that the Noel equation has, you know, practical implications for how we live our lives.
So far we've been focusing a lot on the philosophical and the conceptual aspects, but how does all of this translate into tangible actions or changes in our behavior?
That's a great question. The text actually highlights the Noel equation as a tool for decision making and, you know, for navigating life's challenges. It encourages us to see our choices not as isolated events, but as actions that ripple outwards, you mm-hmm. know, impacting the world around us.
So it encourages us to move beyond, you know, this like very self-centered perspective.
Yeah.
And to really consider the broader impact of our decision.
Right. And, you know, the artist's story that we were discussing earlier, the one who used the Noel equation to kind of navigate her creative block, it really exemplifies this idea, right? It was ultimately about her aligning her actions with a greater purpose, recognizing that, you know, her choices had these ripple effects.
It's about understanding that even these seemingly small decisions can have far-reaching consequences. And this kind of circles back to the idea of consciousness being fundamental to the universe.
Mm.
How does ontogenesis of existence connect those two ideas?
Well, the text proposes that by understanding our interconnectedness, we kind of tap into a deeper level of consciousness. You know,
yeah.
It's not just about recognizing that, oh yeah, we're all connected. It's about experiencing that connection on a visceral level, understanding that our thoughts, our actions, and even our very being are part of this larger universal consciousness.
So it's like the Noel equation is a bridge between our individual consciousness and this vast interconnected web of existence.
Exactly. And the text suggests that as we deepen our understanding of this interconnectedness, we actually start to see the world differently. We become more aware of these subtle ways in which we're all connected and how our actions can really influence the world around us.
It's a profound shift in perspective, isn't it? Moving from a sense of isolation to a sense of, you know, belonging, from a feeling of separation to a feeling of unity.
Absolutely. And, you know, this shift in perspective can have a ripple effect of its own, right? Influencing not just our personal lives, but the world at large.
It's almost like the Noel equation is a tool for collective evolution, encouraging us to move beyond our, you know, our individual egos and embrace a more unified way of being.
That's a really powerful way to put it. The text doesn't explicitly outline what that collective evolution might look like, but it definitely emphasizes that the Noel equation is a concept that's meant to be, you know, shared, explored, discussed openly.
It's not a secret to be guarded or a doctrine to be imposed. It's an invitation to engage in a collective journey of discovery.
And that journey, the text suggests, is ultimately about, you know, expanding our consciousness, deepening our understanding of ourselves in the universe, and contributing to a more harmonious and interconnected world.
Well, this deep dive into the Noel equation has been a truly mind-expanding experience. We've explored some really complex concepts, we've challenged our assumptions, and we've opened ourselves up to new possibilities.
We've gone from, you know, grappling with these abstract mathematical ideas to considering the very nature of consciousness and our place within this vastness of the universe.
We've delved into the philosophical, the scientific, and even the spiritual dimensions of this enigmatic equation.
But ultimately, the Noel story equation, it's not about finding all the answers. It's about asking the right questions, embracing the mystery of existence, and continuing this journey of exploration.
It's a reminder that knowledge is a constantly evolving landscape, and that the true joy lies in the process of discovery, in the ongoing pursuit of understanding.
And as we conclude this deep dive, I encourage you, the listener, to continue exploring the Noel equation on your own terms.
Let it spark your curiosity, challenge your perspectives, and guide you on your own unique path of discovery.
The universe is a vast and mysterious place, full of wonder and possibility.
And the Noel equation is just one of many tools that can help us navigate this extraordinary realm.
So keep asking questions, keep seeking answers, and keep exploring the mysteries of existence.
Until next time, may your journey be filled with insight, wonder, and profound discovery.